This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We're going to get Adele Ferguson on the phone. Good morning, Adele. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. Look, first thing I wanted to cover with you, we know you've got a new book coming out and some other issues, but press freedom, we were talking with Sally Capp, the Lord Mayor, about this. No one will be more conscious than the freedom of the media and the need for the media to be free and fair than yourself. What's your view on what's happened in the last week or so with the AFP?
Oh, it's absolutely disgusting. It really is. You know, there's a really good comment piece by Jeffrey Robertson, the human rights barrister, and I'll just quote you a little bit. He says, Scott Morrison says, no one is above the law. So why should journalists have any special right? And he says, for one simple reason, Mr. Morrison, democracy depends on it. It depends on an informed public, which means journalists must be free to cultivate and protect sources of important information about government agencies and businesses. Otherwise, news will diminish to what is fed to them by public relations departments, press releases, and ministerial statements. And I think that about nails it. You know, this all has a chilling effect on whistleblowers. On Monday night, I did a 7:30 on an ATO whistleblower called Richard Boyle, who spoke to me for Four Corners last year and had given some documents. Just before we went to air, the AFP raided him. And then he was charged with 66 offences, which could put him in jail for 161 years. You know, which is, it just had a chilling effect across the tax office and public sector. That was Monday night. And then Tuesday you had a journalist's house raided. They went through her underwear, everything. It was such a violation. And then the following day you had the ABC raided. It's really, really outrageous.
And it's important to remember, Adele, that a lot of people don't understand perhaps why press freedom is so important and why this, you know, the AFP, they'll say they're merely enforcing the law, but this is a law that our political leaders have inflicted on us. They know.
That's exactly right.
They know the implications of this. And, you know, I draw the parallel. Imagine if the government decided that the work you were doing around wage theft, around wage fraud, around the Banking Royal Commission, imagine if they classified that as national security matters. The AFP would have been knocking on your door and going through your work and your records to try and find out who's told you this. And we would not have had the Banking Royal Commission had it not been for the articles and the research that you'd done. That's why it's important.
Absolutely. Thanks to whistleblowers who leaked documents that, you know, could be raided. And, you know, just getting to the national security issue, these Afghanistan stories happened in 2017.
Yes.
So how do they argue that was in, you know, national security if it's taken them how many years to start raiding?
Yeah, 2 years to act on it.
So, Adele, it's Tass here. What's actually driving the AFP to make these raids? There must be something. Something must have instigated this. Somebody must have raised a concern. I'm struggling to understand how the police could wake up one day and say, we're going to go to Adele's place and do a raid. What's driven
that? I think you're right. I think many people are believing it is politically motivated. You had the Prime Minister out of the country. You know, key officials are out of the country when this happens and they're all saying they don't know. It just doesn't make sense. Something is going on. But what we do know from all of this is it will have a chilling effect on whistleblowers throughout the public sector. They're going to be extremely worried about coming forward because of this. So maybe this is a message that is being sent to gag people so that in future, they're stopping any future scandals from coming out that they want to stay hidden.
So, because
Adele, the tax office, as you know, this week issued a release and talked about the importance of people coming forward and talking about, you know, the cash economy, the black economy, you know, people cheating the tax office and how they needed all of us to be whistleblowers. Yet a whistleblower in their own ranks that has highlighted some appalling behaviour and appalling policies that have damaged people, if not caused them to self-harm. And they want this person, you know, potentially this person could go to jail for longer than Ivan Milat's sentence. I mean,
yeah, it is crazy. And you have to look behind what is the motivation. The ATO knew we were talking to Richard Boyle weeks before they raided him. It was a very strategic raid by the AFP. It was just a couple of days before publication.
Yep.
And the ATO then puts out an announcement to all staff saying, you will have seen today that the AFP raided an ATO employee. Can you imagine what impact that would have had on everybody? And, of course, it works. And I think that's what the motivation is here.
Tess?
Well, I was just going to say that one of the things that concerns me about this debate is that the debate that's occurring at the moment is really amongst journalists and very senior commentators. I'm not seeing much discussion about this on the streets. I'm not hearing ordinary people on the streets debating this. Now, perhaps I'm wrong and perhaps I'm living in a different bubble, but I'm a little bit concerned that this debate is actually occurring in an echo chamber rather than being, you know, understood what this really means by ordinary folk on the street. What do you think about that, Adele?
I think you're probably right. I think the ordinary person on the street doesn't have a high enough opinion of journalists per se, and they think that we're being indulgent. I think what they don't realise is some of the big scandals that they hear about and then ultimately benefit from come from journalists reporting on what whistleblowers are saying. So it's not just the journalists that are being hurt here, it's actually the whistleblowers, you know, and that's why the ATO case is such an important one, because you're seeing a guy who was just trying to speak up. He became an official whistleblower, by the way.
Yes.
He lodged a public interest disclosure. The ATO investigated what he had to say and dismissed it, and then he came to the media. And then look what happened to him. And it's really benefited small businesses what he had to say, because there's been a number of reforms. And I think maybe that's what the problem is. There isn't that link between this is what's going on. If you stop these people from speaking out, everybody suffers, democracy suffers. And maybe that's the message that hasn't come out well enough.
Now, the benefit of what flows from people speaking out particularly has been the Banking Royal Commission. And have a new book, I think it comes out on August 5, Adele, Banking Bad.
So you get a good flavour for what it's about. Yeah, Banking Bad is the title.
Look, the Royal Commission would not have happened, you know, had you not started writing these articles all those years ago. So I absolutely commend you for that. People need to understand it wasn't the politicians that made this happen. It was pressure from the public, but it was pressure from the media. Now, the commission's finished, Adele. It's come down with a number of judgments. You know, you watched the whole thing very closely.
Yes.
Do you think the outcome that we're now seeing truly reflects what the commission has said, or are we only... It seems to me that some of the reforms that are needed are taking too long, they're too soft, and I'd like to see not just people lose their job. I don't want anyone to lose their job, that's an awful thing, but I'd actually like to see some of these people doing jail time.
Yeah, no, and they should. You know, and that's the. I think the problem with the Royal Commission, it was great to have it, and you're right, it was a string of stories, thanks largely to whistleblowers coming forward, life insurance whistleblower, the Jeff Morris NAB. There were a string of whistleblowers that helped expose this, and the public were horrified by what our banks were doing to us. The problem was, the government announced a Royal Commission and said, we reluctantly announce it. It was for 12 months and it was $70 million. So it was really stymied from the start. The final report that came out did not go far enough. But then the government hasn't legislated anything yet. So what we're seeing is not much has happened. And you're right, not much has happened. You'll get the lobby groups coming in trying to water it down. We saw that with mortgage broking. Yep. That has all gone away now because the lobbyists were successful. So we have to keep on fighting and we have to keep scrutinising what's going on in this sector so that they start doing the right thing. And one of the ways to do that is, you know, heads on sticks. Some people have to be punished for what they have done.
I love that. Heads on sticks, I agree.
It's a great line, actually.
You might be quoted on that. Look out.
So I can see our social media monitor is actually writing that as we speak.
So August 5th, who's the publisher, Adele?
It's ABC, but it's HarperCollins that's doing it under the ABC.
Wow. Fantastic. You must be one of the few journalists. I mean, you know, you're a Fairfax journalist, you work with the ABC, you know, you chat to us from time to time, which we always appreciate. The upside, Adele, is that, you know, you can feel really proud of the work that you've done and the terrible, terrible things that have been happening. Do you ever get disappointed, though, sometimes with the outcomes, like the Royal Commission? It seems to me not much is happening. There hasn't been any real legislation. You know, with wage theft, it's still happening. It's still going on. In fact, if anything, it's getting worse. Do you ever get, you know, disappointed that this stuff isn't getting fixed?
I do, but you can't give up because, you know, you just have to keep on going because, you know, it's the little wins. 7-Eleven, for example, was forced to pay back $160 million and they have improved their system somewhat. A journalist was in a taxi in an Uber the other day and said, I'm working at 7-Eleven and I can now do Uber because I don't have to work double the amount of hours for the same pay.
Wow.
So I can do extra work. You know, and that's it's a small win. But yeah, you're right, there's still rampant wage fraud and we just have to keep on exposing it and hopefully, you know, little by little things will change. And like with the Banking Royal Commission, at least everybody now knows what's going on and what has happened. So they're on high alert for rip-offs. You know, they're not now thinking, hey, it's me, I'm stupid. They're now thinking, hey, is it you, institution, that's done the wrong thing by me? So, you know, in some ways, we've become more empowered by it, which is great.
Well, more power to you, Adele. I think the courage you show in doing this, the diligent research, you do it fearlessly.
Keep on writing,
Adele. You do it without favour. It does make a difference, and I like the idea of a few heads on sticks.
That's the quote of the morning, I think.
Yeah, that's what we need. But, you know, from everyone at Joy, you know, we believe in our independence. You're a passionate defender of journalistic integrity and impartiality. It does make a difference, so thank you.
No, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And everyone should buy Banking Bad, put out by ABC through HarperCollins, Adele Ferguson.
It's the next edition, Macca.
It'll be a great read. Perhaps after it's out, Adele, we'll have you in and we might get a couple of signed copies from them to give away to a lucky listener.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
And we'll send one to all those bank CEOs that don't have much to do at the moment, the ones that don't have jobs, they can read it.
Yeah, that's right. There's a few of them.
Yeah. Thanks again, Adele. Have a lovely Saturday. Really appreciate your time. And again, thank you.
No, my pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.